Final bid is 300, please,
Gunther said, turning and giving Esme a monocled wink.
Please, sir, if...
1,000.
Gunther stopped at the sound of a new bidder for lot number 50. Esme's eyes widened, and she grinned at the thought of putting such an enormous sum in her pinstripe purse. The in-crowd looked around, trying to figure out where this new voice was coming from, but nobody suspected such a long and valuable word would originate in the mouth of a tiny baby who was no bigger than a salami.
1,000!
Sunny shrieked again, and her siblings held their breath. They knew, of course, that their sister had no such sum of money, but they hoped that Gunther could not see where this bid was coming from, and would be too greedy to find out. The ersatz auctioneer looked at Esme, and then again out into the crowd.
"Where in the world did Sonny get that kind of money?" Jerome asked Mr. Poe.
"Well, when the children were in boarding school," Mr. Poe answered, "Sonny worked as a receptionist, but I had no idea that her salary was that high."
1,000!
Sonny insisted, and finally Gunther gave in.
"The highest bid is now 1,000,
he said, and then remembered to pretend that he wasn't fluent in English.
"Please,"
he added.
"Good grief," the man in sunglasses said. "I'm not going to pay more than 1,000 for VFD. It's not worth it."
"It is to us,"
Violet